invite the congregation to please stand for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And this is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
And you may be seated. See, nice picture. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I have to tell you, at a young age, my dad instilled in me the joy of mowing our lawn. I came to find the time walking behind our old red Toro taught me discipline, allowed me the chance to relax, and eventually provided a monetary benefit. Thus, it should come as no surprise then that I wanted my own son, Cole, to also share in the joy of mowing. Thus, I started in with him at a young age. As an infant, he mowed the lawn with me strapped to my back. As a toddler, he pushed his own green play school mower alongside of me. And eventually, I found him an old manual push-behind that he could use to cut real grass. By fifth grade, Cole felt he was able to handle a gas-powered mower. I had my doubts, but he was ardent. "I am able, Dad. Just give me a chance." He was begging me, and so with some reluctance mixed with pride, he graduated from the push-behind and was given a chance to handle the new lawn mowing. He had said he was able, and so he was given total responsibility for the backyard. Thinking he was able and being competent, being really able, however, are two completely different things, he soon found out. Because now just mowing was not enough. No, now he was held accountable for straight rows, not missing spots, and hearing his father critique his each and every attempt. And so a little of the joy was starting to disappear, and at one point he told me that he no longer wanted to mow the lawn. It wasn't fun, I was too picky, and he thought that he could never be good enough to satisfy my high standards. And so I let him quit for the rest of the summer. But when the next year rolled around, he was back asking for a second chance, as he had come to realize that mowing was one of the few ways he could make money at his age. So we gave it another try, and lo and behold, he got better and better each week. Eventually, Cole started his own small lawn service, and the joy returned, along with the duty to fulfill a commitment he made to his clients. He did a great job, but he still needed my help from time to time. And so I helped him with the trimming. I helped him with the steep hills, and I covered the weeks he was gone at camp. He was able, but only because I was able to help him. Now, just before today's gospel lesson, Jesus has once again predicted his death. But the disciples, especially James and John, are too caught up in their own wants and desires to really hear what Jesus is trying to say. And so they demand that Jesus provide them with seats of honor. But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" And just like my son, thinking he was ready to mow the lawn on his own and he thought he fully realized all that that entailed, they replied, "We are able. We are able." One short sentence, three little words, and nine simple letters that seem to summarize our entire response to the Bible and our entire response to God. "We are able to heed your command," Adam and Eve responded in the garden, but then they eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. "We are able to follow the Ten Commandments," the Israelites told Moses. Yet again and again, the commandments were ignored, broken, and trampled on, both while wandering in the wilderness and again after arriving in the Promised Land. And even in exile, scattered and strewn from Babylon to Egypt, the Israelites cried out to God, "Give us another chance. We are able now." Three times Jesus predicts his death. Three times the disciples don't understand, and three times Jesus attempts to show them the true destination of the journey they have been traveling towards. Along the way, Jesus has healed the sick, fed the hungry, and demonstrated a love for God and the neighbor that goes well beyond anything previously envisioned. Over and over again, in every way imaginable, we have heard and seen that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. And that the Son of Man came for one purpose and one purpose only. And that was to give his life as a ransom for many. Only Jesus is able to save us. Only Jesus is able to bring us life, and only Jesus is able, through the sending of the Holy Spirit, to bring us to faith. It's only with Jesus and the help of the Holy Spirit are we able to join in community, to come together in worship, and to live out God's will for us as Christ's church. Now, Spirit of Christ is just one of many congregations, made up of imperfect people trying to do the perfect work of Christ. And yet we are people filled largely and fully and abundantly with faith, and so we are able to do so much more for the glory of God. But we must remember that we've been called and gathered together for more than just worship on Sunday mornings, and that, in fact, Sunday mornings are just the beginning of our call to action. And that's why we leave this sanctuary each week hearing the words, "Go in peace, serve the Lord," to which our response is always, "Thanks be to God." But what does this response really mean to you? What does it mean to go in peace with all of your sins having been forgiven? Does this change you? I hope so. Now soon we'll hear the great thanksgiving followed by the words of institution, and then we'll all feast on the forgiveness of our sins. Listen closely, because what you will hear may just surprise you. Because what you'll hear is that it is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God. Our duty and our joy. Now, these two words often don't seem to belong together. But with Christ on the cross, they become intertwined and they become the only response possible for one who has received so much. So our duty must be, as a priesthood of believers, to constantly be the hands and feet of the church and to support this congregation in its ongoing attempt to live into God's mission. And we do that starting right here in St. Louis Park with our community partners and then moving out so that our good works can even help with regional, national, and global needs. Sure, we like to think that we're in control and that we govern our own destinies. But as much as we like to believe that we are able to accomplish all we desire, the reality is that we are able to do nothing on our own. And it's only through our resurrected Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we've been given the strength, being filled with the Spirit, to save our life by losing our life, to become last of all by becoming servant of all, and to not be served, but to serve others. Only by taking up our cross and following Jesus are we transformed into a people able to both receive and provide forgiveness. And only by joyfully offering back to God our time, talents, and treasures, offering back what is not even ours to begin with, are we able to faithfully reply, yes, we are able to drink the cup that you drink and be baptized with the baptism that you are baptized with. So are you able to follow Christ? Are you able to support Christ's church? And has the Spirit become so ingrained into the gift of your life that you find yourself bursting with excitement, abundantly joyful, and dutifully bound to share in the care and ongoing mission of our loving and most merciful Creator? Now currently, the leadership of our faith community here at Spirit of Christ is just beginning to discern what God might be calling out to our church to explore and provide in His name this upcoming year. And as they do so, I invite each of you to feel free to share your own hopes, dreams, and desires for this church. Because we are a small, scrappy group of people who have so much to offer. And if we can just continue to remember and remind ourselves of the abundant gifts God is constantly providing us, then I know we'll always respond through our actions and our giving the best way we are able. The best way we are able to do this unwarranted outpouring of love and forgiveness God grants us. And so may the Spirit work within you. May Christ's forgiveness wash over you. And may you always know that you are a child of God, loved, looked out for, and you are indeed able to faithfully follow Christ. Because it's not about what you are able to do by yourself, but what you were made to do by God, through Christ's sacrifice, and with the Holy Spirit's guidance and support. And so let us pray. Gracious God, everything we have comes from you. Help us to share what you have entrusted to us so that we, your people at Spirit of Christ Community Lutheran, may grow in faith, love, and service. Give us the courage to trust in your abundant blessings, to believe in your mission for us, and to faithfully live it out for you. And above all, we give you thanks this morning for being able, because you made us able. Amen.